Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with the Midday Interview. My friend Luke Rascola is here to tell us all about the upcoming production from Opera House Theater Company. They are putting on The Producers by Mel Brooks. I cannot think of anyone better to direct the show and any company better equipped with the talent that you have to do this. So, Lou, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome, Jamila.
Now, I know a lot of our audience is familiar with the original film. With
Zero Must Know and Gene Wilder.
Yeah, it was just an incredible thing. But then somewhere along the line, Mel Brooks decided to create a musical for Broadway based on the film. And he wrote not only the book with some help, but all the music for the show.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it premiered on Broadway with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick, right.
But I think a lot of folks in town have not seen the stage musical, and it is not to be missed.
No, well, it's a farce. It's a total farce. It's a total put-down of Adolf Hitler. I mean, it's really over the top, off the wall. Before we begin, though, I want to say the ensemble in this show is fabulous. They are wonderful. We were working last night. I was watching them. They're absolutely fabulous. Kendra Gearing, who's choreographing, has done a fabulous job. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and we have a lot of crazy actors.
You need them for this show. Lou, for the folks that don't know, just tell us the story of The Producers.
Quickly, it's the role that Anthony Lawson plays is Max Bialystock, and the role that Jason Aycock plays as Leo Bloom. He's an accountant. He comes in to take a look at the books. And Leo Bloom, his first show was a flop called Happy Boy. It's a musical version of Hamlet.
Happy Boy?
Happy Boy.
Oh, no.
And going through the books, he figures out that you can make more money with a flop than you can with a hit. Mm-hmm. So they go out to find the worst script in the world, the worst writers, the worst director, the worst cast, everything. They go in to do this Springtime for Hitler. And what happens is, it's so hilarious that the people love it and they get great reviews and they're sent to jail.
Oh, no. So they wanted to create a flop.
They want to create a flop so they can make $2 million because you can make more money with a flop than you can with a hit.
And, of course, one of the centerpieces in the show is the production of Springtime for Hitler.
Springtime for Hitler.
A musical romp with Adolf and Ava
through Apsgarden. And you have Jason Hatfield, who plays Franz, the crazy Kraut.
He's the playwright.
Jeff Phillips, who is the director, gay as a $4 bill all over the place. And you have Anthony Lawson. You have Jason Aycock. He plays Leo Bloom. And Anthony plays Max Bialystock. Heather Setzler plays Ulla.
The Swedish secretary.
The Swedish secretary, Ulla.
Oh, I actually had an Aunt Ulla, but we won't go there.
Oh, well, no.
It's quite a different character from, you know, that's one of the things about Mel Brooks. His humor is so over the top and so farcical and so rude and crude and socially unacceptable.
Right.
And it works.
And
it really works. Yeah.
People who come to see this, it's nothing but fun. It's a romp. Don't take it serious. Just go in there, sit back, let us entertain you, and let us just take off.
Yeah. Now, I understand that the show is just running for 2 weekends,
Just two weekends,
okay,
yes.
On the main stage of Thalian Hall. It opens next Wednesday, the 16th, and it runs Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. And then the following week, Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. A show like this, I would expect, would sell out quickly. So I'm going to give this phone number more than once in the interview. Here's the phone number for Thalian Hall Center box office, 632-2285, or you can go to the hall at 3rd and Chestnut, take a look at the seating chart and get yourself the best seats you can find.
They shouldn't miss this show. I mean, if there's a show you want to see, one show, this should be it.
Yeah, I cannot imagine with the cast that you have. I've seen the show on stage before, but this group is just beyond compare. You have got the ones.
They're all whacked out. I mean, they're just none of them are playing with a full deck. You know, they're all crazy.
None of the characters. Now, we hope the actors all have full decks, yes?
No, they don't have full decks. No. Don't kid yourself. Jason Hatfield does not have a full deck.
Does he have that marvelous dance that I've seen
done
before?
Yes, he has the marvelous dance, and he says, this is the difficult part, and he goes into his dance.
Oh, God. When I saw a production of it locally, I thought I would fall off my seat when Jason did that dance. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Lou Criscolo. He's the artistic director of Opera House Theater Company. Is this your 27th year, Lou, or something?
Yeah, 27.
Crazy like that?
Uh-huh.
He's also directing their current production of The Producers, which opens Wednesday night, next Wednesday. Music that Mel Brooks wrote, the book that Mel Brooks wrote based on his fantastic film, The Producers.
Yeah, well, you know, I have the title, the director of the play, and I am doing that. But it's basically a choreographer's play because there is more dance than there are book scenes. So we can do little book scenes. And Kendra, who's the choreographer, she's done a fabulous job, you know. She's just great. I watch this kid do her thing and say, all right, that's
she's
pretty
amazing.
Good.
Kendra Garing Garrett. Of course, you have the great Lorene Walsh as your musical
yeah,
director.
Oh, yeah, she's right there. And we have our costume designer is Julie Harvey and Debbie Choi. They're both of them working together because there's a lot of costumes for this show.
In the ensemble, I mean, you mentioned the ensemble, how wonderful they are.
They are.
How many other characters are there besides the main ones that you talked about? You know, Max Bialystock and Leo Bloom.
Well, then you have Jeff's assistant, and that's Carmen Gia.
No.
That's his name.
Carmen Gia. Gee. Okay. And then there's other probably actors that show up in the musical number.
Musical numbers. And they come in and I try to give everybody a little piece of the pie, you know, so they don't just think they're in the chorus. I mean, I want everyone to be part of it.
How about all those old ladies at the beginning of the play that Max Bialystock is seducing?
Stooping?
Yeah, stooping.
That's the Jewish. You know what stooping means? To push.
Oh.
That's what it means. A Yiddish term for to push. Everybody takes it out of context and they think it's a little bit more, but stooping means to push.
Push. Oh, yeah. I definitely thought that stooping was, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well,
no,
well, we're not going. Not,
I mean, you could think what you want, but that, the real term is stooping means
okay.
to push.
All right. And he's good at that. He's a very pushy guy.
He's a very pushy guy.
So do you have a procession of old ladies that come into his office that he stoops?
Only one. It's the Cindy Colucci. She comes in.
Oh,
hold
no.
me, touch me. She's hold me, touch me.
Oh, God.
She's Cindy Colucci. She comes and hold me, touch me. And he's got to make love to all these elderly women so he can get enough money to back the show. And then there's a wonderful dance with walkers.
No.
Walkers. And we have 14 people on stage all dressed as women, old ladies doing walkers.
Oh, gosh.
It's just fabulous. Ooh. And we have, during Springtime for Hitler, all the ensemble dressed in Nazi uniforms come walking out doing a goose step, and we're shooting off cannons. I mean, sound effects. But
I was going to say, you can't shoot cannons without Tony Reibenbach coming down and chasing you out of the theater.
And Tony would.
He would,
yeah.
But you've got the great sound effects of cannons.
Yeah.
First of all, the idea of a musical about Adolf and Eva, you know, in their summer place.
Only Mel Brooks would come up with that insanity. Only he would come up with it, you know.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the back of his head, he's doing this for a reason, you know? What it is, I don't know. But, I mean, he's doing it for a reason.
Yeah, I actually heard him interviewed on National Public Radio when he first put the show on Broadway. And he just said, you know, it's such a wonderful experience to be able to poke fun at a character from history that we just think of as this monster.
Yeah.
And he said the best way to deflate a monster is to make fun of it.
Make fun of it, sure.
And
laugh.
He does.
Yeah, he does. Let me tell you, he does.
Right.
Oh, and by the way,
the
guy who plays Hitler is supposed to be Jason Hatfield, but he breaks his leg. And Jeff Phillips, who's directed Springtime for Hitler, has to go in his place.
Oh, no. And so the playwright, who is, like you said, super kraut, he wants to go in and really
He wants to play Adolf Hitler.
And he'll do Hitler very seriously.
And he breaks his leg. Going into the stage door opening night, you hear all kinds of racket. They say, what happened? I broke my leg.
And so this flamboyant, crazy, gay director takes over the role of Hitler.
Yes, he takes over the role.
Which is what makes it so funny, and the audience makes it a hit.
Yeah, makes it a hit.
I can't wait to see it, Lou.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It should be. Well, I'm hoping it'll be a lot of fun. We're working on it now for our tech. There's a big set, a lot of sets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working technically tonight, trying to move it in, move the sets out. What's the best way to make a transition from one scene to another? Mm-hmm. It's hard work.
Wow. Nobody better than Opera House to pull that off.
So I hope so.
If you want to see The Producers, it runs for only 2 weekends. It opens next Wednesday, the 16th. It runs Wednesday through Saturday at at 8, Sunday at 3, then the following week, Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Tickets at the Thalian Hall Center box office because the show will be on the main stage. Here's the phone number, 632-2285. Lou, it's always a treat to have you here.
It's always fun to be here.
Thanks so much.
I'll see you later.
This is WHQR.